This fall, Colorado voters will decide how close is too close when it comes to oil and gas drilling next to homes. Proposition 112 would ban new oil and gas development within a half mile of neighborhoods and schools. What would this mean for Garfield County, which is the second largest natural gas producer in the state? Larry Foreman lives in Battlement Mesa. Every now and then, he smells the smell of sulfur outside his house.
Like rotten cabbage or something like that. Kind of reminds you of a wet dog, but it's not exactly like a wet dog.
He doesn't know what it is, but he thinks it's coming from the natural gas well down the hill from his house. Foreman has studied the distance between the two closely.
765 feet.
It's close enough a good golfer could easily drive a ball from Foreman's backyard and land it near the well pad. Colorado operators can drill up to 500 feet from homes and 1,000 feet from places like schools and hospitals. This could change in November. Proposition 112 bans new drilling within 2,500 feet of homes and schools and drinking water sources. The difference between the current setback and the proposal is like one golf shot versus playing a few holes. Larry Foreman plans to vote yes on 112.
I have to, pretty much, because what we're doing now isn't working.
He and his neighbors are tired of cajoling state regulators to ease up in approving wells next to homes. People around the state say regulators always side with the industry. That's why over 170,000 people signed petitions to get Prop 112 on the ballot. Colorado Rising is the group that circulated the petitions. They say the 2,500-foot setback is a last-ditch effort to put a safer buffer between homes and drilling. That distance is based on a study by the Colorado School of Public Health. It concludes people suffer the worst health effects within about a half mile of oil and gas development. Ann Lee Foster, who's an organizer with Colorado Rising, says there are serious health risks.
Increased rate of cancer, increased respiratory disorders, and increased low birth weight in babies.
The industry disagrees. They point to a study by the state's health department, which concludes there's, quote, limited evidence connecting poor health to living near oil and gas operations. Scott Prestige is the communications director for the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, which is an industry lobby group. The 2,500-foot setback, he says, means Colorado's economy loses billions of dollars.
It's a job killer, plain and simple. It creates a hole in our state tax base that would be next to impossible to fill.
The Garfield County commissioners agree. In September, they signed a resolution opposing the setbacks. Commissioner Tom Jankowski says the county's schools and hospitals and fire departments all depend on property tax from local oil and gas operators. If you take that away, he says, look at what happens.
Western Garfield County will go into a recession, probably very close to the recession of 2010.
Proposition 112 applies only to private land, and it makes pretty much all of Garfield County's private land unavailable for new oil and gas drilling. And that's where most of the drilling happens. The county has 11,000 active wells, 10,000 are on private land. The county has lots of public land, however. Those in favor of Prop 112 say oil and gas companies can drill there. Jankowski says not so fast. The federal permitting process is too burdensome. It can take months, even years, to get through the environmental reviews. If 112 passes, it'll have one outcome, Jankowski says.
Oil and gas companies will leave Garfield County.
Supporters of 112 disagree. The industry has gotten better at drilling from greater distances, they say. The proposition only applies to new development, so the county's 10,000 wells on private land could still operate until they need a new permit. Voters on Proposition 112 are essentially choosing between two promises. One claims to protect public health without sacrificing the economy. The other says it protects the economy without compromising public health. It's up to voters to decide which promise they believe. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.